Welcome to the Teenage Diary Stories. On today's episode, Lily's diary entries explore the challenges of maintaining friendships in high school. She confronts issues of peer pressure, betrayal, and the journey to finding true friends. And as we dive into Lily's heartfelt diary entries, join us on a journey through the highs and lows of high school friendships, discovering the resilience and authenticity that shape the teenage experience.
High school started today, and I can already feel the pressure building up. The hallways are like a maze, and everyone seems to be in a hurry, rushing to fit in. I promised myself I wouldn't let it get to me, but it's hard not to when you're surrounded by a sea of unfamiliar faces. Met a girl today, Emily. She's in my homeroom, and we bonded over our shared confusion about the school's labyrinthine layout. She seemed nice, genuine. Maybe, just maybe, I've found my first high school friend. We exchanged numbers, and I'm cautiously optimistic. Emily and I have been hanging out a lot lately. Lunches together, study sessions after school. It's been a good start to high school. She introduced me to her friend group, and I'm slowly becoming part of the circle. They seem fun, but there's this constant undercurrent of uncertainty, like a storm brewing on the horizon. I'm excited, but wary. High school is notorious for changing dynamics, and I hope this newfound friendship doesn't become another victim of the inevitable shifts. Things took an unexpected turn today. Emily's friend group invited me to a party this weekend. I'm excited but nervous. Parties aren't really my scene, and I can't shake the feeling that this might be a test of some sort. Will they still want me around if I'm not a party person? I mentioned it to Emily, and she assured me it would be fine. "Just be yourself," she said. I hope she's right. I've never been good at pretending to be someone I'm not. The party was overwhelming, to say the least. Loud music, flashing lights, and people dancing everywhere. I tried my best to fit in, but it felt like I was wearing a mask. Emily stuck by my side for a while, but as the night progressed, we got separated. I found myself alone in a sea of strangers, and that's when the pressure hit. A group of girls I vaguely recognized from school approached me, offering a red plastic cup. Peer pressure is real, diary. I took a sip, trying to blend in. It tasted awful, but I pretended it was fine. I spotted Emily across the room laughing with her friends. It felt like I was on the fringes of something I didn't quite understand. I excused myself, feeling out of place. Did I compromise my values just to fit in? I need time to reflect on this. Today was awkward at school. Emily and her friends acted like nothing happened at the party. It's like they expected me to seamlessly integrate into their world. I can't shake off the feeling of being an outsider, a misfit puzzle piece. I miss the simplicity of our early friendship, the genuine connection we had. I don't want to lose myself in this pursuit of acceptance. Maybe I should talk to Emily about how I feel. Can true friends weather the storms of high school? Or is this just the beginning of the end? I mustered the courage to talk to Emily today. I needed to let her know how I felt after the party. As we sat in the cafeteria during lunch, surrounded by the usual high school chaos, I hesitated before bringing it up. When I finally spilled my thoughts, Emily looked surprised, almost taken aback. She apologized, saying she didn't realize I felt that way. She assured me that the party wasn't a test and that her friends genuinely liked me. But even as she spoke, I sensed a shift, a subtle change in the air. It's like the dynamics of our friendship had been altered, and there was no going back to the simplicity of before. I nodded and smiled, accepting her explanation. But doubt lingered in the back of my mind. Emily and I are drifting. It's happening slowly, like a current pulling us apart. We still talk, but the conversations are more strained, less spontaneous. It's as if we're both trying to fit into a mold that no longer quite fits. I overheard a conversation today between two girls in the restroom. They were discussing the party, mentioning how I seemed out of place. It stung, diary. I thought I had found a group of friends, but now I wonder if I'm just a temporary addition to their circle. There's a new girl in our class, Jessica. She's quiet like me, and we naturally started sitting together. Emily doesn't seem thrilled about it. I can sense her jealousy, and it's disheartening. I didn't choose to sit with Jessica to make Emily jealous. I just wanted a connection that felt genuine. High school friendships are becoming a complicated maze, and I'm starting to feel lost. Can true friendships survive the constant shifting sands of teenage drama? Betrayal lingers in the air. Emily, once my ally, has started hanging out more with her original friend group. Jessica and I are left on the outskirts, like discarded puzzle pieces. It's painful to witness, and I can't shake the feeling of abandonment. I confronted Emily about it, and she brushed it off, claiming she's just busy. But actions speak louder than words, and the distance between us grows day by day. I never imagined that the pursuit of friendship would lead to such heartache. Today, Emily and her friends invited me to join them for lunch. It felt forced, like they were doing it out of obligation rather than genuine desire. I declined, choosing to sit with Jessica instead. I can't keep chasing after a friendship that's slipping through my fingers. High school friendships are proving to be more challenging than I ever anticipated. As I navigate these turbulent waters, I wonder if there's a safe harbor where true connections can weather the storms. Or is the journey to finding true friends destined to be a lonely one? The halls of high school seem colder, lonelier now. I've become a spectator in my own life, watching friendships fracture and new alliances form. Jessica and I have grown closer, finding solace in our shared experiences of feeling on the outskirts. Today, Emily seemed distant even in passing. It's painful to acknowledge, but perhaps our friendship was just a fleeting chapter in this tumultuous high school novel. Jessica and I decided to join a club together. It's a small sanctuary away from the complexities of high school relationships. The club focuses on something we both enjoy: photography. Immersing ourselves in shared passions feels like a lifeline, a way to escape the drama. Despite the solace found in the club, I can't help but reflect on the unraveling ties with Emily. Friendships should be anchors in the storm, not sources of distress. I hope I can find that stability elsewhere. Today marked the official end of the friendship with Emily. She confronted me in the hallway, accusing me of replacing her with Jessica. I tried to explain that it wasn't about replacing anyone, but she wasn't interested in hearing my side. The confrontation left me shaken. High school is a battlefield, and I never expected to lose a friend so abruptly. The echoes of our friendship linger, but it's clear that the ties have snapped. Jessica and I attended a photography exhibition together. It was a refreshing break from the chaos of high school. We clicked pictures, laughed, and shared stories. It felt like a glimpse into the genuine connections I've been longing for. As the exhibition ended, I looked around at the sea of faces, wondering if any of them were also searching for true friends. Maybe the journey involves encountering storms, losing your way, only to find yourself in the company of those who truly understand. The dynamics of high school friendships continue to baffle me. I've learned that not every bond is meant to last, and that's okay. Jessica and I are building a friendship founded on authenticity, free from the constraints of fitting into someone else's mold. As I reflect on the challenges faced so far, I realize that true friends are those who accept you for who you are, storms and all. The pursuit of genuine connections may be tumultuous, but perhaps the journey itself is the destination. The holiday season is approaching, and I can't help but feel a sense of gratitude for the lessons learned in the past few months. High school friendships may be intricate puzzles, but every piece contributes to the overall picture of who we are becoming. In the midst of evolving friendships, I've discovered resilience within myself. I'm learning to appreciate the fleeting moments of joy and the warmth of authentic connections. As I navigate the challenges of high school, I'm hopeful that the journey will lead me to the kind of friendships that withstand the tests of time. The winter break brought a much-needed respite from the chaos of high school. Jessica and I spent time exploring our shared interests, creating memories that felt genuine and unburdened. The lessons from the past semester linger, guiding me towards a new understanding of friendship. As I return to the halls of high school, I carry a newfound sense of self and resilience. The wounds from the unraveling ties with Emily are healing, and I'm ready for the possibilities that lie ahead. A new semester brings new faces and opportunities. I decided to join the school newspaper, hoping to explore my passion for writing. It's a chance to meet like-minded individuals and perhaps form connections based on shared interests rather than the complexities of social dynamics. Jessica is by my side, embracing these new beginnings with enthusiasm. Our friendship has become a cornerstone of stability, a reminder that true connections are built on mutual understanding and support. The newspaper meetings have introduced me to a diverse group of students, each with their own stories and aspirations. It's refreshing to be part of a community where individuality is celebrated rather than stifled. I've connected with a few people who share my love for storytelling, and we're working on collaborative projects. It feels like a step towards building authentic friendships grounded in shared passions. Today, Jessica and I attended a poetry slam at a local cafe. The intimate setting allowed for genuine connections, and I found myself surrounded by individuals who appreciated the raw beauty of self-expression. I shared a piece of my writing, bearing a piece of my soul to the audience. The support and encouragement I received were overwhelming. It's a stark contrast to the judgmental atmosphere of high school. A reminder that true connections thrive in spaces where authenticity is celebrated. The newspaper team has become a second family. We share laughter, challenges, and the joy of seeing our work come to life in print. High school still presents its share of hurdles, but with each byline and shared triumph, I'm reminded that genuine friendships can emerge from unexpected places. Valentine's Day brought a surprise, a small gesture from the newspaper team, expressing appreciation for our shared efforts. It's a poignant reminder that meaningful connections can be cultivated, even in the seemingly mundane activities of high school life. As I glance at the heartfelt notes and tokens of gratitude, I'm filled with gratitude for the individuals who have become an integral part of my journey. Perhaps the pursuit of true friends involves embracing the ebb and flow of connections, understanding that the path to authenticity is paved with both challenges and triumphs. Jessica and I have started planning for the future, college, career aspirations, and the adventures that lie beyond high school. It's reassuring to have a friend who sees beyond the superficial layers and appreciates the essence of who I am. The diary entries from the beginning of the school year feel like distant echoes, reminders of the challenges faced and the resilience discovered along the way. As I navigate the final stretch of high school, I'm hopeful that the lessons learned will guide me towards friendships that withstand the tests of time. As the school year hurtles towards its conclusion, I find myself reflecting on the journey that brought me here. The pages of this diary hold a chronicle of highs and lows, a testament to the resilience required to navigate the intricate tapestry of high school friendships. The newspaper team continues to be a source of inspiration and camaraderie. We're working on a special edition dedicated to showcasing the diverse talents within our school community. It's a collaborative effort that transcends the boundaries of cliques and social circles. Jessica and I have become inseparable, navigating the challenges of high school with shared laughter and unwavering support. Our friendship stands as a testament to the idea that true connections can emerge from the rubble of broken bonds. College acceptance letters have started arriving, adding a new layer of anticipation to our final months of high school. The prospect of new beginnings is both exciting and daunting. I find solace in the thought that the lessons learned about authentic friendships will guide me as I step into the unknown. April brings a sense of renewal and reflection. The newspaper team's special edition is a resounding success, and the bonds forged during this project feel like a culmination of the lessons learned throughout the year. High school, with its twists and turns, has become a backdrop for growth and self-discovery. Jessica and I attended the senior prom together. As we danced under the glittering lights, I couldn't help but marvel at the evolution of our friendship. From the uncertainties of the early months to the stability we now share, our journey has been a testament to the transformative power of resilience and authenticity. The final weeks of high school are approaching, and with them comes a mix of nostalgia and anticipation. The challenges of maintaining friendships in this chaotic environment have shaped me in ways I never expected. I've learned to value quality over quantity when it comes to connections, understanding that true friends are those who stand by you through the storms. College decisions are finalized and a new chapter awaits. Jessica and I have chosen different paths, but our friendship remains unyielding. The prospect of navigating life beyond high school is both thrilling and intimidating, but the lessons learned about resilience and authenticity serve as guiding beacons. Graduation day has arrived. As I stand among my classmates, tossing caps into the air, I can't help but feel a sense of accomplishment. The challenges of maintaining friendships in high school have been formidable, but they've also been instrumental in shaping the person I've become. This diary, with its pages filled with reflections and experiences, will be tucked away as a time capsule of my high school journey. As I step into the next chapter, I carry the lessons of resilience, authenticity, and the understanding that true friendships are forged in the crucible of life's challenges.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Teenage Diary Stories. Don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Friday, so be sure to follow us and join us for more captivating stories. See you soon!